The exhibit that's on display right now at the State Museum about New York and the Civil War takes as one of its themes how New York was really integral to powering the Union war effort, and emphasizes the industrial power of New York, the financial power of New York, the manpower of New York. But one thing that I'll be highlighting and really elaborating upon is the power of women in New York, that I think for decades, for generations, Americans haven't quite understood or seen what it was that women did in this war. So I'm going to be talking about things ranging from women who worked as nurses, the thousands of women who were nurses. I'll talk about Mary Walker from Oswego, who was a surgeon in the Civil War. I'll move away from the medical and talk about women who went into the South and worked as teachers and relief workers for the thousands and thousands of slaves who were becoming emancipated during the war. I'll be talking about women who donned uniforms and passed as men to actually fight. So I'm going to survey a whole range of activities because New York women themselves were a pretty diverse lot, and we'll show their work both on the home front and along the battlefield.
Were women particularly in different roles in the North or the South, or were there a lot in common?
Well, there are some things in common. I mean, certainly when it comes to the support roles for the Army, some of the things I just mentioned, such as nursing, there's a lot of commonality. But there's a great big difference between Southern white women and Northern white women. I'll just start with them because African American women have a whole other interesting history. But the Southern white women, the war came to their doorsteps, and quite literally, some of their war activity was simply defending their property, their household, their slaves, and keeping them in their household from the Union Army. That's, of course, something that these Northern white women did not have to confront. And I think what's interesting about that difference is that these Southern white women had to very visibly defend their principles, defend their way of life in a way that Northern women weren't always forced to do. And I think that tells us something about why generations since, Southern white women have been held up like Scarlett O'Hara as these really rabid partisans for their cause, and Northern white women have kind of faded into the background, and we don't really see what they did during this war. So that is a big difference and something I will highlight.
You know, much of the mythology about the Civil War has the men going off to battle, oftentimes fighting relatives from the family on the other side, of course. You've written the book, The Divided Family in Civil War America. Mm-hmm. What was the picture of the family during the Civil War, especially for families in New York?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it was the picture of the family is that it was completely upended by this war, and that's something that drew me to studying the Civil War in the first place, to looking at how the war did not just affect what happened on the battlefield or business or politics, but actually reached into relationships between fathers and their sons, husbands and their wives, brothers and brothers. 19th century society by mid-century held the family as this institution or as this set of relationships that was to be isolated from politics, from the military, from even the economy. This was the haven from those aspects of life. It was supposed to remain private. But here comes the war, and we have family members fighting with each other over the war itself. It really just destroyed their whole view of what family was and forced them to recognize how the family was really not so isolated, but was deeply connected to the politics of this war.
In contemporary life, you were at the university at Albany, now working in Kentucky. Have you noticed a change as you've gone from upstate New York to Kentucky in the way people view the war today?
That's a great question. And I think in general, the farther south you go, you do see some differences. I've only been in Kentucky for a year, so I'm still kind of grappling with that. And Kentucky is kind of an odd place because it was a Union state. And the famous line about Kentucky is that Kentucky waited until after the Civil War to secede, because so many Kentuckians today like to think that they were on the Southern Confederate side when in fact they weren't. You know, in general, I've been surprised in some of my classes. I don't see the students as these rabid Confederate partisans here, you know, versus Union partisans in at Albany. But I think over time, we do generally see a difference. I think the sesquicentennial that's been playing out over the last few years shows a pretty significant difference still between North and South in their memory of this Civil War. But you know, we'll see over the next few years how I react.
Amy Merle Taylor is Associate Professor of History at the University of Kentucky. She will deliver a lecture on New York's women go to war at the Huxley Theater at the New York State Museum tomorrow, Thursday, beginning at 7. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.